Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, the Biden administration, according to Bloomberg, is renewing their discussions about maybe declaring a national climate emergency. This way they can unlock some new federal powers and really go after any oil development. Yeah, that sounds like a really great plan, especially when gas prices are still through the roof. And you're going to want to, you know, invoke a climate emergency? I don't know, folks. It sounds to me a lot like being a dictator on day one. That's my estimation of it. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number three, now launching into the stratosphere, as always. We're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you would like to opine. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you would like to send us a direct message this morning. And we've also got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, joining us again here in hour number three. And Denise, can you imagine declaring a climate emergency and what that would entail? That would not be fun.
To what end? And what are the receipts? What are the receivables on that? We declare a climate emergency. So what are we going to correct? Are the levels of the oceans going to go down by 2 feet? Does it clean up any air or water? What does it do?
I think what it does ultimately is it makes everybody miserable.
Of course.
And guess whose fault it would be? It would be Donald Trump's fault. Yeah.
Does it shut down Ford Motor Company altogether because they can no longer produce combustible engine vehicles?
That could be.
Without government subsidies?
Yeah. See, but this is what I'm saying. I mean, this sounds like it becomes dictatorial because it's an emergency. You know, it's like saying Caesar will guide us through this with emergency powers, you know, or you could bring it into the science fiction realm. We're just going to give we're going to give Palpatine these emperor powers only for a short period of time. Make sure that we get through this emergency that we have.
What's the emergency today what's different today that makes it an emergency that wasn't a year ago?
Right.
Furthermore, has anybody gamed out, because this administration never does, the progressives never do, the damage that it would put the United States in as compared to our adversaries, because they're not doing it. China's not doing it. Russia's not doing it. Do they automatically become gain a larger advantage over the United States because we're having all of these restrictions and regulations because of climate change when they're not doing it, and they are by far much worse than we are here in the United States?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, and, you know, if we really wanted to be consistent, you'd say you'd never do business with these countries ever again until they get their climate stuff in order. They're not going to do that. But yeah, you're right. It handicaps, the United States is what it does.
Yep. And it already is doing it. It's just making it worse.
That's right. I don't think Vladimir Putin nor President Xi care anything about whatever it is that they believe or do.
That's right.
And because they're looking for dominance. It's like, you know, I'm not lauding them. I'm simply saying they seem to have a plan that they're working towards, you know, and that's not a good thing. It's not a good plan. But and they kind of sit back and they kind of laugh at what it's happening in the United States.
Of course
saying,
they do.
Yeah, saying, look at them, and they can't get their act together. They're at each other's throat.
And we can't. They're right.
Yeah, indeed we can't. And they know it, and that's why I think they look at the American administration right now, and they say, good, you know, keep more of it coming. The last thing they want is for Donald Trump to be president.
Of course.
Yeah, that's why Trump is not the pawn of Putin or stuff like that. I mean, this is so ridiculous that it's not even, you know, worth mentioning sometimes. But we do, because it is ridiculous. Indeed. Well, again, we got this with the Mayorkas trial. I really do think, as you said, Denise, when we talked right before the top of the hour, you said, you know, this was never before happened, you know. And even with Donald Trump and his impeachment trials, the Democrats would have made exactly the same argument that we're talking about right now. And that is, hear the evidence, you know, let it move forward. But they were so sure they had impeachable offenses then. And even though, and to be fair, Dershowitz argued at the same time, he didn't think they rose to the level.
But they didn't have impeachable evidence, but they moved forward anyway because they had the majority, so they didn't care. Here, there is tangible volumes of evidence. So, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. So, between now and November, we're going to be bombarded with ads on TV, with what the Democrats did yesterday. And there's a handful of Democrat senators whose reelection campaigns are in real trouble. And one of them certainly is John Tester. So, just hold on, because we're going to get bombarded with them, saturated.
Well, when we come back from the break, Denise, I want to ask you about Iran and the message that evidently was given out by the Iranian president, talking about Israel. If Israel did the tiniest of invasions, they would be met with this huge, huge response and so forth. So stay right there, because we are coming up here on the break. And when we come back, folks, we got more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. First-time caller, 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter, freezing just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely night.
All right, welcome back. It is Thursday, and we're having fun, and we're talking about a lot of stuff this morning, folks. Whatever it is, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, welcome. Welcome one, welcome all. And we've got Denise Simon with us, of course, here, and we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959, if you want to give us a call. And, of course, we got Denise Simon, as I said, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, Denise, what do you think of the Iranian president issuing the big warning about Israel if they make the tiniest of invasions?
Mm-hmm. I expect him to say that.
Yeah.
But Netanyahu and his war cabinet, they have the plan, and I think that their plan is probably completed by now. I think the timing and the logistics are probably being put into place because this will not go unanswered, and it should not go unanswered. But I don't expect anything to happen until after April the 30th. I think that Israel will go through Passover first.
Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable in that sense. And but so, do you expect? I know this is asking you to make the really look in the crystal ball, but do you think this is going to be massive? Will it be surgical? Will it be, in other words, what will they seek to accomplish with this? How do they want to carry this out, you think?
I think that Israel has weighed in. I mean, everybody is calling up Netanyahu right now. European leaders, Arab leaders, even Putin, I would argue. And they're all offering, don't do anything that will escalate. Well, what does escalate mean? You know, if Israel does the right thing, there wouldn't be a chance for Iran to escalate anything. Now, what does that look like? I don't know.
Well, in our dealing sometimes with foes, a lot of times you want to stop their ability to make war on you. You know, that seems to be that would be the goal. Like, you know, stop their ability. You know, but if Israel does that to Iran, I mean, that would be on more of the massive scale.
And, you know, it came out last week that the Biden administration, if Israel goes on the offensive here, that the United States would not take a part in that. Suddenly, yesterday, things changed up here a little bit, that we will continue to provide defense for Israel. So which is it? And what does it look like? Then we have this supplemental bill, or this bill that everybody is up on their arms about in the House, that Speaker Johnson, you know, is providing funding for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. So I think he's, and TikTok, all four of those, I think he's broken them apart, and they will all stand alone. I think that's how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. So, it needs to be understood that about 84% of the funding to Ukraine doesn't go to Ukraine. It goes to rebuild our own military. Having said that, I'm looking at a piece that came out yesterday that Russia, and this is a common practice, but Russia yesterday... Germany arrested two operatives spying on U.S. military bases in Bavaria.
Mm-hmm.
And they were planning attacks on our bases in Germany. One is a 39-year-old fellow by the name of Dieter. The other one is a 37-year-old by the name of Alexander. I'm not getting much more than that out of what I have here, except that they were doing a whole bunch of espionage and working to compromise the security at the military facilities, and they were going to carry out a bomb attack. Now, what does that say? That says, all of a sudden, we have NATO implications then, do we not? Mm-hmm. Yes. So, if that actually happens, does that put in, I mean, if that had been successful and they carried out a bomb attack on two facilities or more, or just one in Germany, does that trigger Article 5? Do you want to send... U.S. military in, or would you just rather send ordnance and munitions? Just putting that out there.
Well, a lot of times the initial response can be, you know, the president coming out, you know, in general and just saying, I have ordered strikes on this, that, and the other thing, in order to retaliate. But because the idea of boots on the ground is so abhorrent to many of the most recent administrations, it would seem. In other words, you just don't want to have to get there if you don't really have to, you know. But you're right. The idea that what does trigger that all out response, and we know that there's a lot of angst out there about NATO in general, whether or not we should even be part of NATO. I think that we should be. I don't think you can just.
I think NATO ought to expand here. I think I think it ought to include Iran and China, to be honest with you. I mean, when you look at the threats against the West, and we just spoke about what was building there in a place called Bayreuth, Germany, Bavaria. I don't think we have a full-blown concept of the threats that we're facing. There was quite the hearing on the Hill yesterday about fentanyl because a report that came out about how China is providing all of the chemical components to for fentanyl. Well, we've known that. So all of a sudden this new report comes out and everybody's got their boxers in a bunch. Well, why now? Why not 3 years ago? We may have been able to save 300,000 American lives from being poisoned. But at what point do we go to a post 9/11 mentality instead of a pre 9/11 mentality? Because I think that's where we are, especially when we've got, what, 30,000 Chinese operatives that have come across the southern border. You know,
indeed,
that is something that they didn't want to hear yesterday in the Senate with the impeachment. So for the sake of the listeners, you put all these things in perspective, you know, all of these things on a desktop, on a tabletop, and start adding them up. And our national security is threatened now more than I would ever say that was building going into 9/11.
No, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. And these days, of course, with cyber and with all these everything that's connected, and then also this all out. I mean, the world is very different than it was even on September 10th.
Sure it is. Sure it is. And you know, the listeners out there, I would say, go back to 1988 and take a look at something that the United States did called Operation Praying Mantis. Operation Praying Mantis, 1988. And that is when the Persian Gulf, under Iranian Navy, mined a U.S. warship and almost sunk it.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we do? We brought in a couple of guided missile frigates, and we dealt with these things. That's what you do. At what point are we going to eliminate Iran from the threat to all things in the Middle East? And I got to tell you, the Arab countries are really silently rooting for Israel.
Right.
The entire West is silently rooting for Ukraine. But both of them right now are really fighting with one arm behind their back because we don't want to escalate. Well, you know, at some point, you have to have war, and nobody wants it. But at some point, I mean, even Admiral Kirby said the other day during the attack by Iran, we were in the combat mode. He said combat mode.
Yeah, indeed. And who was president back in 1988 that would have taken that action? That's right. I rest my case. Folks, stay right there. More with Denise Simon. Take your telephone calls as well. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News update. More details are emerging about the seven individuals chosen for the jury in Donald Trump's New York trial. The foreman hails from Harlem and works as a salesman. The jury also comprises an oncology nurse, an IT consultant, a software engineer, a charter school teacher, and two lawyers. Jury selection will resume Thursday. The leading Democrat and Republican on the House Oversight Committee are at odds over the potential impeachment of President Biden. Maryland's Jamie Raskin and Kentucky's James Comer got into a heated exchange during a hearing on China Wednesday morning. Raskin challenged Comer to justify the ongoing impeachment inquiry into the president. A veteran NPR editor, Yuri Berliner, has resigned after bringing attention to alleged widespread liberal bias within the organization. Berliner had been suspended for implying a decline in open-mindedness and trust in NPR's reporting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Crazy. Right, Thursday continues on here on the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're talking about all things happening in the Middle East and stuff happening here at home politically. And we've got a lot more ground to cover as we continue. 949-822-7959 is the number to call, of course. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And, Denise, we've got a caller standing by as well. But first, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head right over here because we do have our phone lines lighting up here. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
I want to follow up on a comment I made a couple of nights ago. First, you know, they're throwing the kitchen sink at them. I mean, all these Trump haters, not only they've transitioned to psychiatrists, psychologists, they know what his intentions are. They know the thoughts that are taking place inside his mind. They're clairvoyant now. It's amazing. This case in New York now, it's based upon what his intention was. They feel that they could, you know, charge him and prosecute him knowing what his intention was. But let me leave that alone. There was another anti-Israel protest tonight at Columbia University, mm-hmm. in addition to all the others. Let's not forget about October 7, which we mm-hmm. can't. Let's not forget about the anti-Semitic violence mm-hmm. that is up 300%. And I made this observation a couple of nights ago. Jewish American voters, they don't care. They don't no. vote on issues. They just go in and they vote 99% and above for Democrats. It's unexplainable. It is what it is. You know, how they will vote in light of everything that's going on. The war in Israel right now, it's ridiculous. Israel's fighting for their survival. Do they have any options? In light of that, will they still vote for Biden and all the Democrats? And they have this is a pattern based upon history. I haven't done a lot of research on this, but I know this goes back at least to Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights movement in 1964, where the Democratic Party was directly linked to the Ku Klux Klan, mm-hmm. anti-Semitism, and racism, so forth and so on. Anyway, that's my observation, my comment. I don't know if you have anything to add to that.
Well, cool. Well, we appreciate the call very much, Neil. Yeah, Denise, what do you think?
I can't argue with anything that he just said and wouldn't try to. At what point, I think I broached the question several weeks ago, how much money just the United States has spent on trying to control and manage and defend against Iran? How much money since the Carter administration? $1 trillion? 800, 900 billion? What's the number?
Yeah.
At what point are we going to fix it? finally. Or are we not, and we're just going to leave it to Netanyahu, and then everybody's going to stand there with their hands on their hips and complain about what Netanyahu and Israel does, or did, sometime I would say after Passover, to deal with this situation?
Mm-hmm.
At what point do we deal with Russia, and not only, I would argue, what they're doing to Ukraine, but let's not forget what they did to Crimea. Let's not forget what they did to Georgia. Let's not forget what they did to Syria. Let's not forget that they have teamed up completely with China.
Right.
What they're all, at what point are we going to put Putin back in his place? So
not yet. I just know not yet. Not with this administration. I fear.
Of course not.
But Neil and
of
Henderson, we appreciate your call very, very much. Thanks so much, Neil. We'll talk to you again here real soon. Yeah, I think you're right, Denise. Yeah, of course not. Looks like we might have a first time caller with us this morning. Good morning, caller. Oh, what's your name and where are you calling from? You're on with Denise Simon.
This is Jim. I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Jim, is it? Good morning. You're on with Denise Simon.
Jim.
Oh,
yes.
Jim. Thank you. Tim,
I think we're in deep trouble. I think it's worse than Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And the Senate, if the Senate is not going to go by the Constitution, neither does the U.S. Army. And that's going to put us in Pandora's box, and that is really, really bad. That's about all I had to say.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it so very much, Tim. Call back anytime. We appreciate it. Take care. All right, so we've got that was Tim in Sarasota. Denise, what do you think?
We are in trouble. You know, as I said, if you lay all this out on a tabletop, it could end up being, you know, a thing that you find in open source and in news reports. It could end up being classified material if you compile it all in one thing. But
right. Indeed.
We're in trouble. Yes.
Well, you know, speaking of classified stuff, don't you? There's a representative, Waltz, I believe, who's saying there needs to be a damage assessment done to all of the trying to figure out what was going on with these classified documents that were in Biden's possession in his basement, in his garage, and so forth. They've evidently been able to peruse what was there.
They were given access.
That's right. And it looks like, it's stuff that it could be as relevant today. It's not just stuff that's, all this was so way back then. This is relevant to now.
Especially as it pertains to Afghanistan. Yes.
Right. And a lot of that was handwritten notes by then Vice President Biden. So there's a lot going on with this.
Well, there absolutely is. Waltz was on the kind of the warpath yesterday. He was in a hearing with somebody out of the Pentagon, and he held up a bag of bushings. I don't know if you saw it or not. This bag of bushings was like in a Ziploc bag, about the size of a sandwich bag, and it probably had 100 little bushings in it, like little nuts.
Yeah.
And he held it up, and he said to this official from the Pentagon, "How much do you think these are just basic bushings? How much do you think that we paid for these?" And this cat from the witness said, "I have no idea." $90,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$90,000 for what looked to be like virtually hex screws or hex nuts. About 100 of them. $90,000. Not 9,000. Not 900. $90,000. So...
Yeah.
His point is that who's running things? Who's absolutely running things? And here's the other thing. Our Boston bomber, our little Zocar?
Right.
Who's running things? How come he got $1,400 in COVID payment relief while he's in prison?
I'm not laughing, but it is very.
But that just shows you how, come on, America. Why are we standing for this? Why are we jumping up and down and stomping our feet? $90,000 for maybe 100 hex nuts. And the stupidness is that Zocar gets a COVID payment relief. Payment for what? What did he do? What income did he lose?
No kidding. Yeah. Serving time. Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's costing us. He's not paying anything out. He's
I'm telling you, Denise, there are so many of these kinds of things.
There's thousands and thousands and thousands.
And this is, I hate to say, this is one of the reasons why you get apathy and people will throw up their hands and say, the beast is too big to be tamed.
So you get more $90,000 bags of bushings.
Right, exactly. And that's why this is, it's a constant need. Yeah, it's a constant need to actually, try to face these things and point them out, just like you're doing right now. But people have to know that their vote counts, that their voice counts, and that if we really actually do want to make a change, we can make a change and do things differently.
Well, it's like the impeachment thing yesterday in the Senate, okay? We're now hearing that Mayorkas doesn't have to follow federal law. So then why should we?
Yeah, very, very good question. Denise, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Yeah. Folks, we are coming right back. We'll talk with Chris Markowski, who's the watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kyle Warren. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through this Monday. Pardon, did I say Monday? Oh, my gosh. Thursday edition. Sorry, folks. I didn't want to try to alarm you there, but for some reason, I had in my mind Monday. But that's okay, because it really is Thursday, so aren't you relieved at this point? I know I am. We've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can head over there and find out all about Chris's radio program, his podcasts, and much, much more. Without further ado, we've got Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Kyle, how are you? I'm hearing two versions of you. It's like I'm hearing you in a round. It's like row, row, row your boat here.
All right. Well, hopefully that's cleared up. But, okay. But yes, it is, in fact, Thursday. No alarm there. It was not really Monday. People haven't gotten a time warp. But we're glad that you're here with us this morning, Chris, as always, because we have so many great things to talk about. One of the things I saw earlier was that here's a new thing from economists. Evidently, a number of investors, this from Yahoo Finance, believe the U.S. economy is headed for a no-landing scenario. So we don't have a hard landing, a soft landing. Evidently, it's a no-landing where we just never get to 2% inflation, but I guess we keep flying around and the economy, quote-unquote, gets stronger. Are they onto something, or what do you think?
I guess they're great at making up new economic terms and trying to explain how, you know, nature works and the free. I don't understand what they mean by no landing. I don't even understand the whole landing metaphor in of itself. What do we land here? Again, you know, the funny thing is that they love using, all these mechanical metaphors, when it comes to the economy. Like the economy is sputtering, or if it's slow, they gotta prime the pump. And I mean, it's just one thing after another that has, you don't do that. It's not an engine. You need to understand that. It's not an engine. It's not something that you can, tinker with. It's not, you know, your, 1968 Chevy Malibu that you're playing around with there, cranking Whitesnake in the garage. It's not something, it's something completely different. It's something that's supposed to be free and moving. Companies will be built, companies will fail, and just leave it the hell alone. And this grand desire to think that we have some control over trillions and trillions of transactions that take place every single day is absurd. I mean, we could screw it up, and all of this tinkering ends up turning into, you know, it's not so much you're working on an engine. It's more like akin to the island of Dr. Moreau, where you're messing around with Mother Nature, and you come up with these freakish things that happen, and that's, you know, why we have inflation. That's why we have all the problems that we have. All these people that think that they can mess around with something that they quite frankly don't understand.
Well, that's an amazing metaphor, the island of Dr. Moreau. I think you're exactly right. Now, I guess while you were speaking there, I was thinking, does the genesis of a lot of this go back to 1929 or trying to make sure the economy never sort of, you know, careens off the cliff ever again? Is that kind of what the Fed tries to do per se? I mean, just in a nutshell, or is it something different than that in terms of the manipulation that they're doing, which, as you were quite rightly saying, can sometimes just, you know, result in a screw up?
Well, when did the Fed ever keep the economy from careening off a cliff?
Yeah, good question.
I'm trying to get my arms around this here. The tinkering is what's caused the problems. Whether it be keeping interest rates too low for an extended period of time, not recognizing, you know, the issues. It's our meddling with the free markets that have done this. I've written extensively about this. You know, go back to the financial crisis back in 2008, 2009. Anybody with half a brain could have seen that thing coming a mile away. You know, when you're seeing housing prices go through the roof, or what do you think is going to happen when you allow people with all these funky mortgages to go out there and borrow money that they probably shouldn't, and buying homes that they can't afford, and making it as easy as possible? I mean, it goes all the way back to Andrew Cuomo working at Housing and Urban Development under the Clinton administration. I mean, the housing market was a hell of a lot more solid, boring, but it was solid when you go down to your local bank and, you know, they knew the local property, and, you put your 20% down, if not more, and you took out a mortgage. The desire, you know, to circumnavigate and create shortcuts in life and getting, oh, everybody's got to have a home, we got to get everybody into a home. Well, sure, you can get yourself into a home when you go out and you earn the money and you can go ahead and you can afford that home. All of these things, again, this is tinkering around with the free market, and it causes all sorts of disconnects when you misprice money. And all of a sudden you flood the economy with all sorts of money and you get misallocation of capital that goes to businesses that it shouldn't. Or the government basically deciding when it comes to industrial policy and funneling tax dollars to certain industries, and you basically box out other industries that might be better. You know, let's say it's a great company that's built a better mousetrap. It goes to an investment bank or goes to a bank that says, look at the product that I've created. Let's say it's a new energy idea. And that bank says, well, wait a second here. You're going to compete against solar. You're going to compete against wind. We're not going to give you the loan simply because we can't compete against that money that's coming in from the federal government. And that idea gets thrown away. Because why? The government is interfering. If you allow the free market to work, good ideas will get capital. It's just the way it is. When you have regulatory capture and the government gets involved, you misprice money, you end up with all sorts of problems.
Well, indeed. There's another sort of buzzword that we'll have. That we had no landing just a few minutes ago, but there's another buzzword out there, and that's called the fear gauge, evidently due to volatility in the markets coming back in April. It looks like the so-called fear gauge is now heading up higher than as high as it was back in October, the end of October last year. So, you know, again, do investors get spooked by all this stuff, or does that cause them to do something different?
No, I don't think, quite frankly, as much to do with the average investor out there. A lot of the things that you're seeing right now, quite frankly, and the activities that you're seeing in the market, you know, this has all happened. The market started selling off at the beginning of the second quarter. There's a lot of program trading out there that is taking place. And, you know, a lot of what you see, you look at the markets and you see the action at the end of the day, certain times you're like, well, why did that happen? Well, the computers said so. That based upon certain positions and where they're going to get at certain levels, then eventually it works its way out. So if you don't have one of those computers and you're not working at Citadel or some of these places that do all of this stuff, bear it no mind, okay? That's not the world that you should be in. I make fun of these, you know, Robin Hoods and these trading apps, and people think that they can actually do this stuff. You will lose. You're not going to win. It's kind of like saying you're going to beat a casino to some degree. You're not going to beat a casino. That aspect of the market, the day trading, the in and out, and the flows, and the various different algorithmic stuff and high-frequency trading, you don't play there. What you do is you own high-quality companies, and, you make sure that they're fundamentally sound. You sell them when they're not fundamentally sound, then you hold and you build, and that's how wealth is built. To think that you're going to go ahead and trade your way to becoming wealthy, I still have yet met any individual that's ever been able to do that.
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate so much of what you're saying, because I think everybody hears those commercials, and, it sounds like, oh, it just makes it so easy. Well, just real quick here, Chris, finally this morning, it looks like the Biden administration is, I think, wanting to impose tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum in a bid to try to protect companies here, or what have you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard they're looking at the triple tariffs on certain things, and quite frankly, it's protectionist racket. Doesn't work. You may want to pick up an economics history book and see how that's worked out in the past. I didn't like it when Trump did it. I don't like it when Biden's doing it. I get it when you want to have you want to level the playing field and say that, okay, they're putting tariffs on our stuff. We're going to make it the same. This is why I get a kick out of all these trade deals that they put together and how they're thousands of pages long. Trade deals. Trade is going to be any good. It should be maybe on a page or two, and just say, okay, anything that you do to me, I'm going to do to you. Yeah, there's your trade deal right there. How difficult is that?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I wish we had you doing the negotiations, Chris, but time flies, but we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Coming up to the top of the hour. Hour number three, now in the books. We're coming right back after your top of the hour news.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.